a Bad Mum podcast. Am I a bad mum? That's the question we ask 3 times a week, even in school holidays.
I know. Welcome to another episode.
I think that there are some pros and some cons to school holidays. Not having to get them up so early.
Yes, that's
and
one.
And do that whole mad rush to get out of the house on time to drop them to then get to work.
Two.
It's impossible for parents to take as much time off as the kids get for school holidays.
Yeah.
So you have to actually work. Most people have to do some work during the holidays as well. And so then what happens? Because mine just end up being on screens. And they will be quite happily be on screens for the whole day if you allow them to.
You know, the one positive for me is just the lunchboxes. I love having that break, that breather from a lunchbox, thinking about what goes in it, organizing it, fighting about it. List goes on. Because if my kids bring theirs home and it's not empty, they sit down and eat it again.
Yeah, same. Yeah. I do the same thing. But there are a lot of parents that would be listening right now whose kids have to do vacation care because they've got to go for work. So they have to do lunchboxes anyway and the mad rush in the morning and then have to pay for vacation care, which is expensive.
I was like, oh, vacation care doesn't include lunch.
No.
Hmm, that's a shame.
I know.
Tennis camp does.
Does it?
Yeah, if you send them to tennis camp and it's from like 8:30 till say 3:30 or something, and they include lunch as well within the price.
They include lunch and you don't have to be there.
No, you don't have to be there.
Oh, how good.
See?
Yeah.
Find them something active so then they're tired at night.
It doesn't matter if they don't like tennis.
Don't worry if they can't hit a ball. No. They'll learn real quickly when the rest of the group can.
I hate tennis, Mum. Mum, I hate tennis. You're doing it.
Am I a bad mum for not caring for sibling rivalry?
This is a hard one because it's hard to know whether this is just a normal healthy thing or something that you've got to be really careful with as a parent.
Yeah. So there's a few things that cover off with this because obviously having two girls, and you're the same with the two girls and that whole rivalry of, I mean, you would be going through it right now with the girls and their skirt, their one skirt that they purchased that we talked about.
Yeah, it was an expensive skirt.
Yep.
And they didn't have enough money to buy one each. And so I said, you're going to have to put your money together and buy one.
Yeah.
Because I want them to realize that if they're going to be buying more expensive stuff, they have to earn that money.
So then there's a bit of a rivalry, right? Between them, who's going to wear it, the roster. You wrote the roster, so now it's in your like, it's constant. So with our girls, given that there's 2 years apart, I feel like there's a quite a distinct rivalry. And I think naturally it's an inbuilt thing that most people will go through and battle with kids, dependent upon what age group and all the rest. I can't remember too much myself having it with my brothers.
I reckon it's also because they were boys. I wonder whether if you'd had a sister, whether it might have been a bit different.
Yeah.
I actually really struggle with this, having twins, because they're identical twins. So if one of them isn't very good at a certain sport or whatever, they go, well, why can't I do that? Why can she do that and I can't do it? I find it really difficult to deal with that. And I've spoken on the podcast before about things like ice skating, for example. Amelia got first place, so she got gold medal.
Yeah.
And then Holly got second place, silver medal, which is amazing still.
It's so
you go, wow, you got silver, that's second. But because her twin sister has got first, she may as well have been last in her mind.
And I get that. I guess what I'm saying is, and this conversation, right, we always have these conversations with other parents and they're like, oh, no, you know, some people have this really big passion behind the fact that there shouldn't be rivalry and rivalry is not good and everyone deserves an award and everyone gets a ribbon and, that, you know, and I understand and can see where that comes from. Can I say that I relate to that? No, I don't. I don't relate to that. And I see that rivalry sometimes can create a healthy inner drive. So for me, with my girls, like I look at it and go, Gracie's not as much with Elsie, but I can see she gets like a distaste to Elsie when Elsie's better than her at something. And ours comes down to always being around physical activity. Someone's got to be better at handball and someone, this constant competition between the two of them. I don't believe that it's unhealthy. I do believe that as a parent, we sometimes have to, what would you say? Not monitor, but like try and have our input to help them balance it out maybe so it's not as heavy. And I guess where it came from was the girls, my two at the moment, are just nonstop about handstands. Who does the handstand the best? How long it stays up? Like, it's just a constant battle.
I remember the handstand stage very well. It used to drive me absolutely crazy because I would be in the kitchen trying to, and there's someone's doing a handstand. I'd be like, for fuck's sake, get out of my face with the handstands.
And then you're
doing it upstairs. Yeah. It's like there's elephants up there.
My two at the moment are whining every time they go to bed. Oh, my arms are so sore and my shoulders are sore and my neck is sore. And I was like, stop doing 45,000 handstands. I won't have to listen to this. You won't be sore. Like, let's just think about this. But no, it's going to keep, one's going to do this. I've got to do it a bit longer and I've got to, and I'm just going, oh, my God, make it stop. I didn't have this as a child as much. But I don't see that the sibling rivalry is as much of a bad thing, I think. This is where this topic came from because I was having a conversation with someone else and they were like, oh, no, it's not good. It's not good. I was like, but it's not unhealthy either if it's in a controlled manner or a controlled environment, which then comes from the adults with, you know, being an even playing field because I don't love or support one more than the other. Does that make sense? Am I making any sense?
Yeah. So because I know you, I would say this is not a surprise that they want to be better and want to be the one that comes first and wants to be the winner because that's you in the mum race at the sports day. That's you coming first.
I think that's why I can't find any way of going, what's wrong with it? Like, there's nothing wrong with it. It's great. It's fine.
No, it's not. There's nothing wrong with it.
I didn't also have a sister.
Yeah, I think that's different too. I think there's nothing wrong with it until they then start doubting themselves because the other one's doing better. And then you want to celebrate one of your children for having a win or coming first or doing well.
Yeah.
But then it's the how do you deal with the other one? And so I'm constantly going, but you're really great at this and you're different people and she's great at that and you're great at this. But they want to do the exact same thing. They want to do the same after school activities. True. They want to do the same sports and stuff. And that's where I find it a little bit difficult.
Yeah.
However, I've got one who is a bit more competitive. Like, I want to be able to do that. I want to do this better. And she's doing that better than me and all the rest of it. And then the other one, Amelia, who will go, Holly will try, keep going until I've nailed it.
Yeah.
So handstands, the acrobatics on the trampoline, like the amount of times she'd be out on the trampoline every single day trying to do these flips until she nailed it. And then she'd keep practicing and she'd want to be better. And then I've got Amelia who will go out one day, try and do the flip and go, no, I can't do it. And then never try and do it ever again. Nah, I can't do it. And then she takes the mick out of herself by doing just the worst one you've ever seen and then going, nailed it.
As long as she's having a laugh and doing it, and that's fine. I just think that we're all got something that's already built into you to want to be a little bit better and a little bit, I don't know. I find it hard. I didn't have a sister.
Well,
I don't see that competitive part between, like, I do. I understand how competitive women can be with other women. I get that.
Don't worry about it. You definitely have it. Remember we went ice skating a little while ago? We did ice skating and you didn't bring your children because you wanted to get a few sessions in so that you would be better than your kids.
Yeah, just so you know, I'm going to have feedback on this because it is now the school holidays and I am taking them ice skating and I will come back with a little video and a little, maybe we can meet you there and then you guys can all go and skate together and I'll be able to make my way around the ice skating rink.
But you can show them that you've had some practice and that you're actually better than them.
Absolutely.
That's what was important. So really, you seemed confused when you were talking about this topic of where it's come from. I feel like...
I think we've just flattened it out. I think we've just worked it out. I understand it now.
Where it's coming from. I wasn't like that.